This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organized by the National Green Tribunal. The two-day conference is set to bring together environmental experts, policymakers, and activists to discuss critical environmental issues and formulate actionable solutions. The conference will feature four key technical sessions that will address pressing challenges faced by the environment, including climate change, pollution control, biodiversity conservation, and sustainable development. The government has approved the Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronics supply chain. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The electronics sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said, electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal. And by 2030-31, we want to reach $500 billion. करंट 25 लाख एम्प्लॉयमेंट है इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में, उसको 60 लाख की तरफ ले जाने का भी इसमें टारगेट है.
द मिनिस्टर सेड फंडिंग वर्थ ओवर 22,000 करोड़ रुपीज विल बी प्रोवाइडेड फॉर द इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स कंपोनेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग स्कीम. ही सेड दिस विल जेनरेट डायरेक्ट एम्प्लॉयमेंट ऑफ ओवर 91,000 एंड मेनी इनडायरेक्ट जॉब्स. Mr. Vaishnav said, the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers. The Union Cabinet has also given nod to inclusion of Kosi-Mechi Intrastate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program. Mr. Vaishnav said, the government has also approved 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India first has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order, but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi yesterday.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है, और इन सबके बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है, इंडिया फर्स्ट.
The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved projects worth over 1,604 crore rupees for 5 states under the scheme for the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. These states are Bihar, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Kerala. The committee also approved over 555 crore for Sikkim for recovery and reconstruction needs arising from the devastating glacial lake outburst flood in the state during October 2023. BJP has alleged that proper utilization of the budget allocated for Dalits and backward communities was never a priority for the previous Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, BJP national spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said that former Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal focused instead on introducing the liquor policy and constructing a lavish residence for himself. In Myanmar, 144 people have died and 732 have so far been injured following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Myanmar and Thailand last afternoon. In Indian Premier League, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 197 for victory, Chennai Super Kings scored 146 for loss of 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.